Luke chapter 2, we just want to look at the joy of Christmas. We asked the question a couple of weeks ago, you know, would Christmas Day still feel the same even though we're under all of these restrictions and we can't meet family and, you know, we can't, I got to read that out because it's not funny. Kate, bless her, said she had a stocking full of stuff that she can't smell because she's still getting over the coronavirus. So she's got hashtag COVID Christmas. Oh, bless her. So if you continue to pray for Kate and all the Newtons, they've all been battling with this COVID. So, Kate just said it is funny laughing out loud. That is what lol means, isn't it? That does mean lots of love. Okay, laughing out loud. Thank you, Eve. Yeah, so we did ask the question about would Christmas still feel the same? You know, would it still feel the same with all of these restrictions and lockdown? And you know what? I woke up this morning and it felt exactly the same. We had our gifts, we read the Christmas story, we prayed, and it still feels like Christmas. And I think more than anything, it feels like Christmas. Not because of the gifts, not because of the traditional Christmas dinner, not because even of meeting with family, but because of the reason that we celebrate it. It still feels like Christmas. Now, I don't know for somebody who's lost, somebody in the secular world, if it still feels like Christmas to them or if it'll feel different. But to me, it feels exactly the same because regardless of what the world does, we still celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just want us this morning for a few brief moments to look at the joy of Christmas. The joy of Christmas. And there's a lot of stress involved with Christmas. And I think any time, you know, any normal time, there's still that stress of Christmas. Have we got the right gifts? Have we, you know, have they been wrapped? Have they, you know, has the right food been bought? And you've got all of that pressure because you want the day to go perfectly. And I think even more so this year because of the nature of the shopping. You know, lots of people have had to do more online. You can't just go to the shop and browse. And so it's quite stressful. Even Christmas time, the long queues in town is a nightmare. But the queues are even longer this year because you're not queuing next to one another. You're queuing 2 meters apart from one another. So the queues look 4, 5, 6 times as long. There's a lot of stress involved in getting ready for this day. So can Christmas still be joyful even with all the stress associated with it? And the Bible is very clear that Christmas is a time of joy. In Luke chapter 2, the angels had the joy of revealing. The angels had the joy of revealing. And it says in verse 8, they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. So the angels had the joy of revealing. The Lord Jesus Christ was born, and we know in the fulfillment of the prophecy, as we read last night in our candlelit carol service, the Isaiah 7:14 was fulfilled that a virgin would bring forth a son and would call his name Emmanuel, and Jesus was God with us. And there on the hillside in Bethlehem, if for all intents and purposes, a group of nobodies, the downcast of society, shepherds were, that wasn't a high-flying job. That wasn't something that society would look at them and thought, oh, you know, nobody would aspire to be a shepherd if you were. And it's incredible how the angel appears to these lowly shepherds. And the message is one of great joy. Why wouldn't the angel appear to, like, those in Jerusalem or the Pharisees or the scribes or the high priests or Herod himself? Why these humble, lowly shepherds? And again, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago in the message, the way in a manger, that the Lord came in this way because everybody had access to him. If he was born and laid in a posh crib in Herod's palace, the shepherds would never have been able to get in and see the baby. But the angel brings them good tidings, or glad tidings of great joy. How incredible that this message is sent to these shepherds. And when you think about the time in which Jesus was born, there were a lot of difficulties going on. Jerusalem was in a mess spiritually. Israel was under Roman occupation. There was an Edomite on the throne. So, if you like, Israel was in a little bit of a mess. The world today is in a mess. There's no doubt in the fact that we are in a mess today. But yet, even in the midst of all of this spiritual turmoil, in the midst of this political turmoil, in the midst of this religious turmoil, the angel brought these tidings of great joy. We are in the midst of turmoil today. Political turmoil. Our politicians, in fairness to them, really don't know what to do and handle this situation. So we're in turmoil. We're in religious turmoil. We see the church is in a mess, and we see the spiritual decline in our nation. We see morality hitting an all-time low. But even in the midst of all of that turmoil, Christmas is still a time of joy. And the angels brought this message of joy in the city of David, in Bethlehem, the house of bread, the bread of life was born. He was born to be Savior. He came purely to die upon the cross and fulfill Isaiah's prophecy that he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken. He was smitten of God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He was born purely to be the Savior of this world. He said he came to seek and to save the lost. And that is a message of great joy. The fact that we have a Savior. It's a message of great joy, the fact that our sins are forgiven. It's a message of great joy, the fact that if we were to die right now, we would spend an eternity in heaven because of what Christ did upon the cross, because we trusted him as our Savior. That's great joy. No matter what happens in this world, no matter what this world throws at us, no matter what the problems we face, no matter what comes our way, we have great joy because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the angels, they had the joy of revealing. But the shepherds, if the angels had the joy of revealing, the shepherds had the joy of receiving, because they were on the receiving end of that message. And it says in verse 15 of Luke chapter 2, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. The shepherds do the logical thing. They hear a message from the Lord, and they just, in simple obedience, go and see this child. They had the joy of receiving. They received the news from the angels, and they acted upon it. And that's the difference. There'll be no joy in just hearing the message if it's not acted upon. There would be no joy this morning in just looking at the presents under the tree or whatever they laid and not opening them. The joy comes in receiving, opening, and then appreciating. And that's what the shepherds did. They heard the message, they went to Bethlehem, they received the message, and they acted upon it, and they went to see the Lord Jesus Christ. And I wondered if there are people today that know the Christmas story, as it were, but have never really acted upon it. They've never had the joy of receiving it. Yes, we know it's true. Yes, we understand that's what took place. But I've never actually, if you like, unwrapped the gift and taken it to myself. They had the joy of receiving. And then because of that, the shepherds returned in verse 20, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. They glorified God because of what they had seen and heard. They experienced the joy. That was the result of the message that they'd heard from the angels, and they saw that God's word was true. But then Christmas time is also, we have the joy of reporting. And this is not something that we always look at in the Christmas story, but a little bit further on in Luke chapter 2, we come to two people, Anna and Simeon. And Anna had the joy of reporting. And she was a very old woman. In verse 36, there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. And she was great age. And she'd lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, and which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. So this old woman, Anna, saw the Lord Jesus Christ. Mary and Joseph have taken Jesus to the temple. They had to make an offering in fulfillment of the Mosaic law. And when they came to the temple, Anna was there, and she saw the Lord Jesus Christ and praised God. But then she went to tell people. She spake of him to all them that look for redemption in Jerusalem. They were waiting for the Messiah. The Lord Jesus Christ was one that was prophesied back in the book of Genesis. They were waiting for Messiah. They were waiting for Shiloh. They were waiting for that bright morning star. They were waiting for the Son of David. They were waiting for him. And as soon as Anna saw the Lord Jesus Christ, she couldn't contain herself. She had to tell people. At Christmas time, there is the joy of reporting. To tell people what Christmas really is about. Even in lockdown, even restricted, even with not being able to buy gifts, even with not being able to celebrate Christmas in the normal way that we do, we still have the joy of reporting because the Christmas message doesn't change. Now, the Christmas traditions may have changed today because of the restrictions, but the message hasn't changed. So you still have the joy of reporting. Anna was joyful because she had seen the Lord and she just wanted to tell people. We have an incredible message and we just need to tell people. Go into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. And it's a joy to represent the Lord as an ambassador. So Paul said, now then, you're ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God. And then Mary had the joy of reflecting. Eve always gives me a row because at some point in my message, I'll kind of forget to give the title of one of the points. And she's like, it's point three, you've messed up my notebook now. So if you've got all of those points now, Eve, okay, you're happy with that. So Mary had the joy of reflecting. The angels had the joy of, I can't remember. The revealing, the shepherds had the joy of receiving, Anna had the joy of reporting, and Mary had the joy of reflecting. And in verse 19, it says that Mary kept all of these things and pondered them in her heart. Can I say this? That this particular Christmas, more than ever, is a time where we can reflect on what we do have. Because there's lots of things this year that we don't have, that we normally have. And we have the joy of reflecting. And we can reflect on our joys. We can reflect on the joys of what the Lord has done for us this year. How he's brought us through such difficult times, how he's kept us, how he's given us the strength, how he's kind of picked us up every single day to just keep going. And we're able to reflect upon all that he's done for us. You know, we can reflect on the joys of past Christmases, the joys of friendships that we've made, the joys that our children have given us, joys of many years that we've spent serving the Lord. Mary thought on all of these events of Christmas, you know, their journey down to Bethlehem, the fact that the Lord did provide them a place to stay, reflecting on what the angel had said to her previously, what her cousin Elizabeth had said to her, how Elizabeth's baby John had leapt for joy in the womb, how the shepherds had come, and maybe, you know, with them telling them, oh, we've had this message from the angel in the fields, and Mary's reflecting on all of this. She ponders these things in her heart. She remembers them. Some say that this particular account from Luke actually came from Mary herself, because Luke basically interviewed people. That's what Luke did when he wrote Luke's gospel. He talked to people, and you just wonder, Luke sitting down years later with Mary and her recounting this story herself, and then saying to Luke, and you know, when the shepherds had gone, I just sat back and thought, oh, look at what the Lord has done. Mary had the joy of reflecting. And what is it that we can reflect upon? We can reflect on so much that the Lord has done for us in our lives as his children. The more you reflect on the Christmas story, and the Christmas story is an interesting one because it's so familiar. You know, I read it this morning, and Joe and Eve were basically reciting Luke's account word for word because it's something we're familiar with. But the more we reflect upon it, sometimes we'll come across something and we think, oh, I've always seen that, I've always read that, but that has just spoken so much to me today. And that's how incredible God's word is. Jeremiah said, thy words were found and I did eat them, and thy words were unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. And then finally, the wise men had the joy of reciprocating. I don't want to spoil people's Christmas. I understand that the wise men didn't come to the Lord Jesus Christ on Christmas night. But they had the joy of reciprocating. Matthew chapter 2 recounts the story of the wise men coming to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. And these mystical men, these magi, came from the east bearing gifts. And they brought these gifts in appreciation for the king of the Jews. And they brought four gifts. So what four gifts did they bring? They brought gold. Yes, we understand that. They brought frankincense. We know. They brought myrrh. But what was the fourth gift that they brought? In verse 11 it says, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary's mother and fell down and worshipped him. All of these gifts were costly. The gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh all cost something. But worship always costs something. How long did it take these men to travel to find the Lord Jesus Christ? Herod asked the question about what time the star appeared. And the wise men told him what time the star appeared. And then Herod had all of the babies in Bethlehem killed under the age of 2. So it's possible that those wise men had been traveling for 2 years to get to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they fell down and worshipped him. There was a cost in that gift. The worship for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords was the best gift of all. You know, we might say, that God's given us the gift of eternal life and, you know, we can never repay that. What type of gift can we give him? Ourselves. We can worship him and adore him as he deserves. You can never fully reciprocate for what he has done for us. But these things will bring joy. Joyfully take the time to worship him. Joyfully help someone in need in his name. Joyfully continue to just serve the Lord. Even at these difficult times, more than ever, Christmas is a time of joy. The Bible tells us it was a joyful time. Even in turmoil, upheaval, uncertainty, fearful days, we can still have joy at Christmas time. Not because of our traditions, but because of our Saviour. And I wonder if we would have today the joy of reflecting upon what the Lord has done. The joy of reciprocating, giving back to the Lord what he's done for us. You know, I've said this, it's a line from a song that has always stuck in my mind. He was willing to die for me. I'm going to be willing to live for him. And that's what reciprocating is. It's returning to the Lord. We can't repay him for salvation, but we can certainly show our appreciation for it by serving him as we should. Christmas is a time of joy. And we can remember that today because of all that the Lord has done for us. And I pray that you would know for certainty the joy of this Christmas time. If you're watching this morning and you've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this would be the perfect time to accept the greatest gift ever given, the gift of eternal life, which comes through Jesus Christ, our Lord. God loved you so much that he was willing to send his son into this world to live a perfect sinless life, fulfilling the law of God and dying upon the cross of Calvary so your sins could be forgiven, that your relationship with God could be reconciled. What was destroyed in the Garden of Eden was reclaimed on the cross of Calvary, and your relationship with God can be reconciled. Your sins can be forgiven, and if you were today, your home could be heaven. Would you accept him as your Savior today? If you do know him as your Savior, maybe you are struggling. Maybe you are facing uncertainty. Maybe there's some fear in your life. And I just pray that we would rediscover the joy of Christmas and that we would act upon it like the shepherds did, that we would report on it like Anna did, that we would reflect on it like Mary did, and we'd reciprocate it like the wise men did. Christmas is still a time of joy. Even when you can't smell anything, Kate, it's still a time of joy. Even when we're locked down, it's still a time of joy. And I pray that people will rediscover that this Christmas time. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this time together today. Thank you for the opportunity we have to gather in this place, Lord. And we do recognize that the joy of the Lord is indeed our strength. So we just pray today, Lord, that you would help us to rediscover that joy. And as it were, we would renew our strength as a result. So, Father, whatever it is that your children are facing today, whatever it is that they're battling with, whatever it is that they're struggling with, I pray that they would find the help that they need today in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. If there's someone that's lost and has never experienced this joy, then I pray that they would fall on their knees right now and just call upon the name of the Lord for salvation, believing that Christ died for them upon the cross and that he rose victoriously on that third day, conquering death, hell, and the grave, and that he and he alone has the power to cleanse our sins and to forgive us of all our unrighteousness. So, Father, we just pray that you would help us today. We love you and praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. All right. We will sing our last hymn. So Joe and Eve are going to come up again, and Joe keeps pointing at Esther and Emma, and she can't refuse now because it's Joy to the World. Did I give you the wrong number, Josh? I think it's 181. Is it 181? There it is. Joy to the World. I can't see you smiling.
And James. Go on, James. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Thank you so much again, everybody, for joining with us online. And it's just lovely to see all the comments coming through. And again, people watching from all over the world. Thank you for being with us. I pray that you have a blessed Christmas, a safe Christmas. Again, praying for all of those that are battling this virus at this moment. And I pray that the Lord's hand will be upon you. Those who are spending Christmas on your own, just praying that you'll feel the Lord's presence more than ever. Those who are celebrating Christmas but are a bit fearful about what tomorrow holds, we're just praying that the Lord's hand will be upon you, and again, that we might rediscover the joy of Christmas. So we'll close in a word of prayer, and then we'll just close in prayer. Amen. Father, we thank you again for this time together, for the opportunity that we have to gather in this way. And Lord, I just pray that your hand of blessing would be upon each one that is here today, that is tuned in to watch the service. Those who may listen to the message later on, I pray that something that was said today would speak to their hearts, not because they're my words, but because of your word from your precious book. We pray that you'd speak to hearts today, Lord, that you would change lives, that you would save souls, that you would encourage, equip, lift, strengthen, and help for those who are in desperate need. Father, we can't begin to thank you enough for all that you've done for us. We just want to say today how much we love you and we praise you. And I'm just thankful we're able to celebrate this most incredible day, not because of the traditions of Christmas, but because of what it means. The fact that Christ came into this world. And because he came, he was able to die upon the cross to save sinners. And we just praise you for that. We love you so much, and we ask these things in Christ's most precious name. Amen. Amen. So Merry Christmas to everybody for joining. I'd say a massive thank you to Josh. Josh is meant to be up in Llandudno today. And I said, look, if you need to go, then you go. And don't worry about the live stream. And he was like, bro, I've got to do it. So I know Jan is watching this morning. So Jan, he's on his way. We will pray that the Lord keeps him safe as he travels up. And I pray to have a blessed time together as a family, and that the Lord will keep you safe. Wherever you're celebrating Christmas today, if you are able to meet up with family, stay safe, enjoy your time together. And again, we are just so thankful to be able to meet in this way. So on behalf of us at Bethany Baptist Church, we just want to wish you all a very, very blessed Christmas. And again, that I just pray that you know more than ever the presence and peace of the Lord in your lives today. Amen.